Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is January 8th, 2015, and you're listening live with author, instructor, and chef Valerie Wilson and her show Healthy Cooking with MacroVal. Valerie always has a wonderful and informative show with many tips and recipes to change your diet, eat healthy, live well, and it tastes great. Now I give you your host, Valerie Wilson.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the first Healthy Cooking with MacroVal radio show of 2015. I hope everybody had a fantastic Happy New Year this year. I know that my holiday season was very enjoyable this year. And I'm looking out the window here as I sit here in my office. I'm in the beautiful state of Michigan, and I see beautiful snow everywhere. And we are in a incredibly frigid, cold time period right now where it's very cold outside. But that's the joys of winter. And speaking of which, now is the time that we want to start eating foods that are going to be more warming in nature, that are going to impart warmth into our body. And I'll be talking a little bit more about that later on in the show. But I am a chef, author, and I've been teaching cooking classes for 18 years now. And in my cooking classes, I do incorporate cooking for the different seasons. So again, we cook a little bit differently in the wintertime than we do in the summertime, just because of the food that's available during the season, the energy of the food and how it affects our body, and again, how certain foods can impart warmth into your body, and certain foods are more cooling to the body that you want to eat in the summertime. I come to you once a month. Usually I'm on the first Thursday of the month, every Thursday from 1 to 2, here on BodyMindSpiritRadio.com, but because last Thursday was New Year's Day, I've postponed for a week, so here I am on the second Thursday of the month, but coming up in February, I will be back on the first Thursday, which will be February Thursday, the 5th, February 5th. My particular type of cooking, just to give some people a little introduction if you've never listened to the show before, my background is in studying macrobiotics and oriental medicine and the energy of the food. So I go into more than just the vitamins and mineral content of a food, although that's very important. I also go into the energy of the food and how it affects certain organs in your body. Macrobiotics is based on ancient knowledge of balancing the two opposite energies that exist in everything in the world. These energies are referred to as yin and yang. And when you eat macrobiotically and you understand the energy of the food and you understand this yin and yang energy and how to balance it in your system, then you create balance in your body. And balance is where health resides in the body. And so the diet is based around whole grains, and the whole grains are about equal in energy between the yin and yang, so we consider whole grains to be the most balanced food. And whole grains are also the food that all of our ancient ancestors used to eat on a regular basis. It was the majority of their diet. Unfortunately, it's what's missing in the average American diet, because we've taken whole grains, refined and processed them until the point where they have no nutritional value. So unfortunately, are not eating a balanced diet, therefore their energy is not balanced. Today's show, I am featuring a new recipe. I am so excited about this recipe because I just think they are absolutely phenomenal. They are so delicious ever since I created this recipe. And this is a relatively new recipe. In fact, I created it just here in December. And I think I've made this recipe like 6 or 7 times already. It is English crumpets. And you're asking me, well, what is a crumpet? It is very similar to an English muffin, only an English muffin is a little more dense, and an English muffin has 2 halves that you break apart, and a crumpet is just 1 half. of it. And I will be sharing that recipe with you later. And make sure you get a piece of paper and a pen to write this down, because yesterday I took my crumpet recipe and I created chocolate crumpets and cinnamon raisin crumpets. And only for my listeners, people who are listening to the show right now, am I going to tell you how to change the original crumpet recipe so that you can make these new versions that I've just created. So you're actually going to get three recipes on the show today. I'm so excited. I would like to take this opportunity right now to thank Body, Mind, Spirit Guide and Penny and all the people that work over there and my producer, Courtney, for allowing me to come to you every month here on my radio show. It's something I thoroughly enjoy doing. And they put a lot of hard work into this, a lot of effort. And they also produce the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazine that features my recipe of the month every month. And this magazine is such an awesome magazine. They got lots of wonderful, uplifting, informative articles in here. This is a free magazine. You can pick it up at a lot of different venues here in the area, health food stores, other shopping markets, and things like that. And the other readers, or excuse me, the other writers that are in the magazine, make sure that you read their articles and check out the back page of the magazine. Lists all the other radio shows that are also on this Body, Mind, Spirit radio internet that we're on right now. Lots of really good radio shows, so please make sure you check that out. I teach cooking classes. Most of the classes I teach are here in the state of Michigan, out of my home, and I'm in Westland, Michigan. Upcoming here in January, I have a three-week Get Started Eating Healthy series where I'm breaking it down, making in the 3 weeks, I'm going to give you three different meals, different recipes, to give you all the basics to get you started so that it's simple and easy. I will be telling you more about the cooking classes later on the show. Now, the last 20 minutes of the show, I open up the show for you to call in and ask questions. I love to hear from my listeners. And the phone number is 646-378-0378. And if you like what you hear today on the radio show and you're interested in learning more, you can check out my website. That is macroval.com. It's the best way to go and learn more to get you started, because all of my past articles that I've written are all archived there, along with a link that will take you right to all my archived radio shows. You can listen to all my past radio shows. All my upcoming events and my upcoming cooking classes are all listed on my website. My website also has a link to my YouTube channel. Now, I have been working on making these short little YouTube videos, and they're usually anywhere from 3 to 7 minutes explaining different foods, why the foods are good for you, the energy of the food, how it affects different organs. I just produced, just made one on kasha. Now, kasha is the signature whole grain of wintertime, and it's very warming to your body. Contains almost the full range of B vitamins. It's fantastic for you. You might know it by its more known name, which is buckwheat. Has a really robust, delicious flavor. So if you go to macroval.com and click on the link to my YouTube channel, you can watch the video that I tell you all about kasha, how to cook it, how to use it. It's all there. And then if you would like, leave me a comment. I would love to get some feedback, you know, what you thought of the video, maybe some ideas like of future videos, maybe some topics you want me to cover. I'd love to hear from you. That would be great. So recently, I was having a little chat on Facebook. Oh, and by the way, I also have a Facebook page. It's Macro Val Food. And if you're listening to me right now on the radio and you have a computer in front of you, go to Macro Val Food. And I just posted pictures and step-by-step instructions that go along with this crumpet recipe. So not only am I going to talk you through it, you can go and look at the pictures and see visually what it's supposed to look like. But recently I was engaged in this really nice chat on Facebook on a Facebook page that's called Dirk Benedict Central. Very, very excited about this. Now, for those of you that don't know, Dirk Benedict, is a TV star. He was made famous in the 80s. He was face on the A-Team, but I fell in love with him as Starbuck in Battlestar Galactica. And the introduction of my cookbook, which is called Perceptions in Healthy Cooking, which is available for purchase on my website, I talk about how I got started in this way of eating, this way of living in what is called macrobiotics, and I got started with his book, Confessions of a Kamikaze Cowboy. So he was definitely the first inspiration that introduced me to this, and his book is phenomenal. Now, he had prostate cancer. It's all about how he healed himself, changing his diet, and how he healed himself from prostate cancer. So anyways, recently I was on, if you get a chance to check out Dirk Benedict Central on Facebook, because he tours the country now doing different events. And recently they posted, hey, is anybody interested in macrobiotics? And, you know, of course, you know, we started a little chat. It was wonderful. Many people are interested. I talked a little bit on there about the energy of the food. And so many people responded to that and liked it. So I hope I have some new listeners out there that heard about me through Dirk Benedict Central. So I'm pretty excited about that. Now we have to start the New Year's here with a little bit of sad news. On December 28th, Kushi passed away. Now, if anybody's listening to me and knows anything about macrobiotics, Kushi is the biggest name in macrobiotics. Okay, George Osawa founded it back in the 60s, and Kushi studied directly under George Osawa. Kushi is a Japanese scholar. He was born 88 years ago, so he lived to the ripe old age of 88. He founded the Kushi Institute in 1978 with his wife. Now, there are two large schools that teach macrobiotic cooking, and one of which is the Kushi Institute, which is located in Boston. And so he founded that in 1978. He has toured the world giving lectures and seminars talking about the energy of the food and how it affects your body. He's written dozens of books, one of which is called The Macrobiotic Way, which is the introduction to macrobiotic cooking. I mean, it's the one that I recommend and everybody else recommends, the one to get you started. Throughout his life, he has done a lot of wonderful things to help promote healthy, whole foods eating. In 1960, he founded the Erewhon brand of natural foods. And in the early 1970s, him and his wife and some of their students founded the East-West Journal and the East-West Foundation for Macrobiotic Research and Cross-Cultural Understanding. So this East-West Foundation has gone on, and their work is phenomenal. I mean, not only do they teach how food affects the body, they've gone and, you know, raised money and been able to actually study things like when you eat brown rice, how does it affect your heart and your cardiovascular system? And they've also studied, you know, the difference between organic rice and non-organic rice. I mean, the foundation is just phenomenal. And he was one of the founders of this foundation also. Again, you know, these books that he's written are just, they're the foundation of healthy, whole macrobiotic cooking. I mean, he wrote The Cancer Prevention Diet, which I have a copy that's practically worn all the way through from me using and researching and so forth and so on. This man was definitely a inspiration, an incredible person that walked the face of the earth, and he will definitely be missed. And I wish him and all his family, you know, peace and love at this time where they're grieving the loss of him, as well as the whole macrobiotic community is grieving the loss of Kushi. All right, so it is about time for us to go on a break. So we are going to go on a quick break right now, and when we come back, I will share with you my upcoming cooking classes and my recipe for crumpets. All right, let's take a quick break.
Thank you, Val.
You're listening to Healthy Cooking with MacroVale and your host, Valerie Wilson. Her topic for today is crumpets. She has been doing this for a very long time, over 20 years, and offers many tips and recipes to eat well, live well, and help your body feel better. You can visit her website at www.macrovale.com for more information, tips, and recipes that she will talk about today and in the past, and for information about her cookbook, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking. You can also go to Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, where we post Valerie's recipe every month. So if you guys do not get a chance to write her tips and recipes down today, you can visit her website and the BodyMindSpiritGuide.com website for that information. Valerie teaches classes, and if you are out of state, please check out her website. She does offer classes on DVD, and she also offers one-on-one sessions, and you can connect with her by phone to set up an appointment. I highly recommend you visit her Facebook page, MacroVale Foods, for even more wonderful information. You can connect with her by phone at 734-722-4553 to make an appointment. And lastly, if you would like to call into the show today and ask a question, feel free. The number to call into the show is 646-378-0378, and that number again is 646-378-0378. And now back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Welcome back, everybody. So let me tell you about my upcoming cooking classes, because this is the best way for you to learn how to incorporate healthy whole food into your diet is to attend a cooking class. Now, my classes are hands-on. Everybody helps participate, make the food. I think you learn more when you get involved. My classes run from 6:30 until 9 o'clock on Wednesdays. This month, I have classes on Wednesday the 14th, the 21st, and the 28th. Like I said, it's a three-week series, and the fee is $40 for each class, so all three is $120. If you go to my website, macrovale.com, and you prepay, you get $1 off each class, so you're actually paying $39 for each class. If you prepay by check or money order directly to me, you get $2 off per class, so the classes are actually $38. On Wednesday, January the 14th, I am going to be teaching how to make brown rice nori rolls with tahini sauce, a vegetable bean stew, and a wakame vegetable base. Wakame is a sea vegetable for use. So each one of these classes is set up to teach you a whole grain recipe, and then a bean recipe or a protein recipe, and then a sea vegetable recipe. On Wednesday, January the 21st, I am making creamy millet and vegetable casserole, a tempeh and sauerkraut dish, and multiple fruit Canton dessert. On Wednesday, January 28th, I will teach you how to make quinoa miso soup, arame and lotus root saute. Arame is another sea vegetable. And my chocolate pudding recipe starts with tofu. Absolutely, hands down, fantastic chocolate pudding recipe. Those are my classes. Again, you can go to macrovale.com, sign up, and or call me directly, 734-722-4553. The recipe of the month is crumpets. Now, crumpets is a traditional English bread, is what it is. Now, I actually have English ancestry in my lineage here. My mother's side of the family came from England. In fact, they came from Cornwall, England, which is maybe why when I made this recipe, I just went gaga crazy. One of my favorite things to do being, you know, I mean, I love food. I'm always in the kitchen. I'm always making new recipes. But when I get inspired to make something, I do like research on it. Like, well, when was this dish first created? How was it originally made a long, long time ago before refined processed stuff took over, right? And then what's the traditional recipe? And then how can I change it to make it, number one, vegan? So being vegan, I do not use any animal products in my recipes or my cooking. And number two, how can I incorporate organic ingredients? a number three. They've got to be healthy, whole ingredients, no refined processed white flour in my food or my cooking. So these little bread cakes, well, they're actually, I found out traditionally, the real ones are about 8 inches in diameter. I have not created them that big yet. And here's the reason why. When you make these crumpets, you have to have a particular cooking utensil called crumpet rings. Think, if you will, a round metal disc that you would pour the batter in so that they form a perfect round bread for you. Now, these crumpets are supposed to be bigger than English muffins. So if you're thinking in your head, they are supposed to be bigger than English muffins. Although I have made these crumpets in a mini size, which is actually smaller than an English muffin. I've made them about English muffin size. And like I said, I haven't made the traditional large 8-inch ones yet because I have not been able to buy crumpet rings yet. So I don't want you to not make this recipe without crumpet rings. I am going to share with you, when I tell you the recipe, what I did to make these using household things that you have in your house so that you don't have to go out and buy them, although I would love to get some, and my intention is in the future to get these things. Crumpets were thought to be an Anglo-Saxon invention. There is mention of them in a Bible translation from 1382. So that's an awful long time that these crumpets have been around. Now, the original ones were hard pancakes cooked on a griddle. They were basically just water and flour mixed together, cooked on a griddle. Now, the soft, spongy ones that we eat nowadays, that this recipe is like, originated in the Victoria era, where they added yeast to the dough to make it rise. Now, in the English Midlands and London, they developed the characteristic holes. These little English muffins have lots of holes in them, by adding extra baking powder. Now, these are the ones that if you go to a store and buy them, and or you make this recipe, this is what they're going to look like, is these ones now that have the added yeast and the baking powder. I use whole wheat pastry flour to make these crumpets. I think that that flour works the best. Being that it's whole wheat pastry flour, it still has the bran and the vitamins and the minerals located right in the flour. It is not white flour. It is not empty calories. So it reacts on your digestive tract completely differently. Now, this is probably the closest type of flour, similar in taste, that they used a long time ago to make these. Because a long time ago, they didn't extract all the good stuff out of the flour. They took the whole grain, which in this case I'm using wheat, so they would take the whole wheat berry and they would grind it and they would create a flour. This tends to be a little heavier than the white refined flour that most people are used to, but again, it has so much more vitamins and minerals. It has protein, it has fiber. It's so much better for you. No empty calories here, okay? Now, I also made these little crumpets with whole grain spelt flour, and those came out very nice also. Now, I have not tried making a gluten-free version of these crumpets yet because, again, gluten is a binding agent, and it really, really helps for these little cakes for the rising action and for them to be light and fluffy, okay? And I personally don't have a gluten sensitivity, and that's a whole other issue, talking about gluten sensitivities, which I can get into later. But I have found that the lightest, fluffiest version of this recipe comes with the whole wheat pastry flour. All right, so get out your paper and your pen. Are you ready? I'm going to give you the recipe. And you can also go to Macro Val Food, which is my Facebook page. I have the recipe there, and I have pictures. You can also go to BodyMindSpiritGuide.com. They have the recipe. And my website, MacroVal.com, has the recipe. You will need 1 teaspoon of yeast. I get a particular type of yeast that right on the package it says works well with whole grain flours. Okay. I also read the ingredients of the yeast to make sure that it's just yeast and there's no sugar added to it. I can't believe it. I go to the store to buy a package of yeast, I can't believe how many little packages of yeast have sugar added to it. Really? All you want is just yeast, okay? You need a half a cup of water, 3/4 of a cup of rice milk, 1 3/4 of a cup of whole wheat pastry flour, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, and 1/2 teaspoon of sea salt. Now, the first thing you're going to want to do is you're going to want to heat that half a cup of water up to approximately 110 to 115 degrees. You need to heat the water up so that you can activate the yeast. Now, you mix in the 1 teaspoon of yeast into the hot water. You actually take a fork and mix it in. Then let it sit for 5 minutes. This is called blooming the yeast. Okay, you're letting the yeast molecules activate with the hot water so that it expands and rises. Now, a lot of people, when they make bread from scratch, do this yeast like this. Like I, when I make my bread from scratch, I let the yeast bloom for about 15 minutes when I'm making bread. But a lot of recipes are going to tell you to throw some sugar in there. Do not put sugar in there. You know why they're throwing sugar in there? Because the sugar makes the yeast activate quicker. But for thousands of years, yeast just activated on its own with no sugar added. And sugar is it's not even a food, okay? Sugar is not a food. It's a chemical. It's terrible for you. Don't ever add sugar to any recipe that doesn't need sugar, okay? Just water and yeast. That's all you need. Let it sit for 5 minutes. Now, in a bowl, you're going to mix together the dry ingredients. So in a bowl, take the 1 3/4 cup of whole wheat pastry flour, the 1 teaspoon of baking powder, and 1/2 teaspoon of sea salt, and just mix that together. After the yeast has bloomed, you add the wet ingredients. So you're going to add the yeast and water to the dry, and then you're going to add the 3/4 cup of rice milk and whisk it together. You need to make sure that all the lumps are completely gone, so you want to use a whisk. And then after it's all well whisked together, cover the bowl and place the bowl in a warm place for approximately 1.5 hours. What I do is I turn my stove on and I put the bowl on top of the stove because, you know, heat comes out. You don't need to have your oven on for 1.5 hours. Just like turn it on maybe for like 1/2 hour and then shut it off, and then the residual heat will be more than enough warmth for this bowl of dough. And or if you have a place in your house that's just naturally warm, go ahead and set it there. No big deal. But it does need to rise for about 1.5 hours. This creates all the little pockets of air bubbles in there. Oh, and by the way, the batter for this, when you whisk it together, is going to have the consistency of pancake batter. Not the consistency if you're making a loaf of bread where you knead it and it's very, very thick. You want pancake batter consistency, approximately, is what you want. Now, here's what I did to make my crumpets without having crumpet rings. The mini ones that I made, I went and got those aluminum baking muffin tins that you can get at just about any store, and I took a pair of scissors to them, and I cut out the little muffin round, and then I cut out the top of it so that I had a hollow cylinder that was round shaped. These worked really, really good to make the crumpets. They made mini crumpets. They're not the normal size that they should be, but they turned out fantastic, and the little rings held together great. Now, to make the larger crumpets, here's what I did. I took some aluminum foil, and I cut a piece of it, and then I folded it over to approximately 1 inch, and then I folded it again and folded it in again, like rolling it up, but have it about 1 inch thick. And then once you have like 1 inch thick, flat, like aluminum foil, then curl it up together, take the two ends and attach them and like fold them together to create a round ring. This worked really good too to make the larger size crumpets. So again, you know, if you can't find these crumpet rings, these are 2 homemade things. Now, it was also suggested to me, which I don't have, but maybe you have, something called an egg ring or something like that. It's something that people use. They put it in a pan, they crack an egg, and they put the egg in there, and it's a round disc, and it holds the egg in place. Those would work great for making these crumpets, too, because it's a round disc. Anything like that would work great. Now, when it's time to cook these crumpets, here's what you want to do. You want to take a griddle, if you have a griddle, or if you just have a large saute pan. Now, put a little bit of good quality vegetable oil in there. I used organic canola oil. You could use olive oil, something like that. Take the rings created and take a pastry brush and just brush oil on the inside so that the dough won't stick to them, all right? Put these crumpet rings on your griddle and heat it up. You want the griddle and the rings to be warm before you pour the dough in there. You have to be careful when you put the dough in there not to use a lot of batter because these things expand and get bigger. And they're not supposed to be huge, huge. They're supposed to be approximately like the width of half an English muffin. So, for instance, the little muffin tins that I told you about, I used 2 tablespoons of batter in those. Now, that's not much. The larger size ones that I made with aluminum foil, I used 1/3 cup of batter. That's not much either. Pour the batter into the little rings and then let them cook. You'll see little bubbles start to be created up on the top as they're cooking, and that's good because you want those little air pockets to create all the little holes and nooks and crannies that are in the crumpets. They cook for approximately 4 minutes on one side. Remove the ring once you see that the batter is starting to get dry. Remove the ring. And while the top is still a little wet, flip them over. They should be a light, beautiful golden brown on one side when you flip it over. And then cook them until the other side is golden brown. And then you take them off the griddle. You eat them right off the griddle, warm. Oh, my God. They are so delicious. I mean, I don't know how to describe how incredible they are. The first time I made them, I could not stop eating them. They're like a little fluffy bread pancake from heaven because, you know what, there's like no oil in here. Well, there's a little teeny bit, but they're rich. They have a rich buttery flavor when there's no butter at all. They have all the little nooks and crannies, and they're kind of crunchy on the outside and soft on the inside. Now, if you don't eat them all when they come right off the griddle, which is hard to do because they're so delicious, you can store them, and then when you want to heat them up, you can toast them in a toaster, or you can put them in the oven, you know, on a cookie sheet, and just toast them like that. Oh, just so incredibly good. I really hope. I mean, I know it sounds kind of involved what I told you, but once you get the basic recipe down, they are simple to make. They really are. Like I said, I've made them at least 6 times or something since I created this recipe. They're so good. And then yesterday, I created some versions of the crumpets. I created a chocolate crumpet and a cinnamon raisin crumpet. And there's just a few little changes in the ingredients that I am going to tell you, and only listeners on the radio show, only you guys listening to me right now, are going to get these few changes. You're going to be able to make the chocolate ones or the cinnamon raisin ones. But it's about time for us to go on break again. So we are going to take a quick break, and then when I come back, I'm going to tell you these changes, and then I'm going to open up the phone lines. I would love to hear from you. Call in, ask questions, whatever you have. It's 646-378-0378. All right, let's go on a quick break.
Thank you, Val. You are listening live with Healthy Cooking with Macro Val and your host, Valerie Wilson. Her show is a wonderful opportunity each month to hear about new recipes, tips, and information about eating right, healthy, and feeling good. These tips and recipes can help change your life and help you stick to a better diet. She's given a lot of tips and recipes today, so I would love to direct you to her website, www.macrovale.com, for more information. You can also connect to her by phone and book a private appointment. You can call her at 734-722-4553. 1-800-273-8553. And we also welcome anyone to visit bodymindspiritradio.com, where you can listen to all of her shows in archive, and you can actually slow them down so you can write down all or any of the information she has said today or prior. I also want to remind you that the number to call in and join in the show or to ask a question is 646-378-0378, and that number again is 646-378-0378. I also welcome anybody in chat to ask questions, and I will most definitely read them on the air. And now back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Well, hi. Welcome back, everybody. I am talking to you live here, and I'm talking all about English crumpets, which are so delicious. In fact, I had a delicious crumpet this morning with my breakfast. Again, I wanted to reemphasize that my cooking classes this month are to get you started eating healthy, give you some easy, basic recipes. I have a 3-week series, January 14th, 21st, and 28th. These classes run from 6:30 until 9 o'clock here in my home in Westland, Michigan. And they are $40 per class. And if you sign up and prepay, you do get a discount. You can sign up on my website, macrovel.com, and or you can call me, 734-722-4553. Each one of these classes, I give you a whole grain dish, I give you a bean and protein dish, and I give you a sea vegetable dish. So this is a great, each one is a complete meal in each class. The classes are hands-on environment. So you are actually helping to create the food, and after the food is created, we sit down and you get to eat the food that we've made, so you actually get a meal out of the cooking class, and you also get the recipes to take home. Speaking of recipes, you still got your piece of paper and pencil? I created two different versions of the crumpets yesterday, actually. A cinnamon raisin crumpet. These are so good. I mean, the original ones are out of this world, but if you're looking for a little sweetness, the cinnamon raisin ones, they'll remind you of cinnamon raisin English muffins, only the best cinnamon raisin English muffins you've ever had. Take the original recipe, and you're going to stick with everything that's in the original recipe. The only difference is you're going to take, all in addition, a half a cup of raisins, 1.5 teaspoons of cinnamon, 2 teaspoons of vanilla, 1/4 cup of brown rice syrup, and 1/4 teaspoon of allspice. So when you're mixing this together, you do the same thing. You bloom the yeast, and then you take the dry ingredients, which would be your flour, salt, baking powder, cinnamon, and allspice. Mix those together. Now take your wet ingredients, which would be the rice milk, the vanilla, and the brown rice syrup, and the half a cup of raisins, and put them in a food processor. You know why? Because I want to chop up those raisins into smaller pieces so that when I put them in the crumpet, they're going to be little teeny pieces throughout all the crumpets instead of big raisins. This is also a great way to incorporate the brown rice syrup, which is relatively thick, with the rice milk. Okay, pour it all in a food processor, puree it all up, and then pour all the wet ingredients with the dry ingredients. Exact same thing. Let it sit for 1.5 hours, and then make them. The chocolate crumpets. These are like little fluffy pieces of chocolate cake. Oh, they're so good. This one we got to change a little bit. Here we go. You ready to write this down? You want 1.25 cup of whole wheat pastry flour because you are adding 1/3 of a cup of unsweetened baking cocoa. The half a cup of water and 1 teaspoon of yeast is completely the same thing, and you bloom it for 5 to 7 minutes. That has not changed. The sea salt, the baking powder, and the rice milk, all the same. They have not changed. In addition to all that, you're going to add 1/4 cup of brown rice syrup, 1/4 cup of maple syrup, vanilla. Now, you can put all the wet ingredients in a food processor and or you can just whisk them together. Just make sure they're well incorporated. And again, mix all the dry ingredients and then mix the dry with the wet. And again, the same scenario, let it sit for an hour and a half so that it can rise and then make the crumpet. Yeah, I thought the original one, well, the original ones are still my favorite because I love bread. They're so good. But these cinnamon raisin ones, unbelievably good. And if you're looking for a dessert, yeah, the chocolate ones, phenomenal, just phenomenal. So that's my recipe of the month. I really hope that you take this recipe and try making them yourself. You will absolutely love them. You really will. Well, we have a little bit of time left here at the end of the show. I'm going to open up the show and bring my producer, Courtney, on and see if we got some questions in the chat room or maybe somebody's called in. I'd love to hear feedback from my listeners. Hi, Courtney. Hello?
Hello. I'm here.
Oh, okay, good.
We do have a few questions in the chat room today. We have a woman who actually just moved up here from Florida, and she's wondering if you have any recommendations in change in diet. She used to eat a lot of the southern foods down there, and she's just wondering if there's anything she should add to her diet or change her diet because she's moved up north.
Oh, yeah, that's an excellent question. There's a lot of wonderful things that she could start incorporating. First and foremost, things that are grown locally here in Michigan. Things like squashes, butternut squash, buttercup squash, the winter squashes, because they impart a lot of warmth into the body. And so she's used to, you know, down there where it was really, really hot. So it's probably going to be really hard for her to get warm here, you know, where it's so cold. So those winter squashes would really impart some heat into her body. The signature whole grain that I was talking about earlier, kasha or buckwheat, again, this is the one that's going to impart warmth into your body. And again, my YouTube channel, which you can get to from a direct link from macroval.com, I have a little video there, explains all about it, how to cook it, how to use it, start incorporating into your diet. I would tell her to stay away from salads and raw food, especially right now where it's really, really cold. All those foods are very cooling to the body. And being that she just came from a really hot environment, again, she wants to start incorporating some warming foods. She wants to make thick stews. For instance, in the Wednesday, January 14 class, I'm teaching you how to make vegetable bean stew. So stews usually start with some hearty vegetables like carrots and onions, and you usually cook them for a long time. And the longer you cook the food, the more heat is imparted in the food. And then when you put it into your body, it creates more heat in your body. Okay? Casseroles is another great thing for her to start incorporating at this time of year because they're baked in the oven, again, creating more heat. On Wednesday, January 21st, I'm teaching people how to make the creamy millet and vegetable casserole. So all those things would be great for her to start incorporating in her diet to start warming her up now that she's in the colder climate, which we are definitely in a cold spell here. So I hope that helps.
Yes, it does. She does say thank you. She appreciates it. We had another question that came through in the chat room about allergies. This woman's child is having a lot of issues with sinus infections, and she was wondering if there's anything dietary that could help, clear out sinus infections. She said that she's kind of tried everything, and, she was wondering if maybe something dietary-wise might help with the sinuses.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that would definitely help, and that's why I do one-on-one lifestyle counseling with people. This is where you can sit down with me. If you're in the area, I like to meet in person. But if they're in another state, I can do counseling over the phone because I can make some general suggestions here, which I will. But I really, dealing with everybody's different, and especially dealing with young kids, what are they eating now? What kind of changes can we make? So forth and so on. Because when she says she's tried everything, some people get to the point where they're so frustrated, like, I feel like I've tried everything. What am I going to do? I mean, first and foremost, when people come to me and they say they have allergies, allergies in your gut, in your intestinal tract, that's where allergies start, okay? You've got stored up gook just accumulated in your intestinal tract, okay? This comes from, first and foremost, dairy products. If you have any type of sinus problem, any type of allergies, dairy products is the number one culprit. It seriously is. You know, 20-some years ago, before I changed over my diet, I had allergies in the springtime so bad that my eyes would puff up. It was terrible, terrible, terrible. I don't have any of that anymore. No allergies whatsoever. I'm not allergic to any food, period, okay? It comes with a clean diet, okay? But dairy products is a huge culprit. White refined sugar causes inflammation in your body. If you have allergies, you've got inflammation running in your body. You've got to get rid of white refined sugar, okay? So now that we've gotten rid of those two foods, which are the leading cause, some things that would really, really help, some medicinal drinks. Lotus root tea. Most people have not heard of this. This is lotus root is a traditional Oriental food that you find in Oriental stores. I cook with it. In fact, on Wednesday, January 28th, I'm teaching how to make arame and lotus root saute. But if she goes to a health food store, they should have lotus root tea in powder form, okay? And you just heat some hot water and you mix whatever the package says, you know, half a teaspoon or whatever, 1 teaspoon, in with the hot water, and you make a lotus root tea. Lotus root is known for cleaning mucus out of your system to help drain all that accumulated mucus, which is stored up in her sinuses. That's what she needs, okay, to get that out of her system. Lotus root tea would be great. Another great would be ginger. And now she can get fresh ginger, and she can put some grated fresh ginger in the lotus root tea. And she, the ginger has the strongest anti-inflammatory properties of just about any food out there. So again, they're going to clean out the inflammation that's in the system, and the ginger has the ability to just, again, clean the mucus out of the system. Because if there's a sinus infection and there's allergies going on, the body is filled with mucus, okay? And you need to cleanse that mucus out. Now, we're dealing with a little kid, so sometimes some of these foods are difficult to get into a little kid, and I understand that, which is, again, the one-on-one consultation where I can actually talk to a person and see, well, you know, is the kid willing to eat this or that? Because there's other things like daikon and or radish, like a red radish. Daikon is in the family. Super, super great food to cleanse mucus out of the system. They're fantastic for that. Onions is another great food that will cleanse mucus out of the system. So there's a lot of wonderful foods to start incorporating into somebody's diet who's trying to either heal from allergies and or heal from a sinus infection or something like that. A lot of, you know, great tips, wonderful things like that. But I would definitely go to a health food store and look for lotus root tea. I mean, that would be a fantastic thing if the child would be willing to drink some type of hot tea. That would be great. All right, well, I hope that helped.
Yes, it did. She said thank you very much. You gave her
great.
A lot of new ideas.
Wonderful.
We did have one final question that came through, and I'm hoping that you have enough time to answer it real quick, but do you have any recommendations for adrenal gland issues, like inflamed adrenal glands or with somebody's adrenal gland not working properly? There's a gentleman who has some adrenal gland issues that he's getting checked out, and he was just wondering if there was something dietary he could do. He said that he's gained a lot of weight, and he's having a very hard time losing it because he's been told the adrenal gland affects metabolism, and he's just wondering if there's anything that might help that.
Well, I'm still there? Are you still there?
Yes.
can you hear me? I don't know. The phone went beep, beep, beep. Okay. I actually need to do a whole show on adrenal glands because my personal history is when I was about 29 years old, my adrenal glands were not working. They were just sitting in my body, not working. So I've been where this gentleman has been, maybe even in a worse condition than he was, and it takes years to rebuild your adrenal gland. I can give him one quick tip, because it took me a while to I had to learn all this. Beans. Beans are the food that feed and nurture your adrenal glands. Kidney beans, white beans, pinto beans, adduki beans, any type of beans he can eat, beans are the food that feed and nurture your adrenal glands. I mean, I would like to do a whole show just on adrenal glands, and maybe I'll plan that, definitely, because I have a lot of information, you know, because I personally was there myself. And white refined sugar. You've got to get rid of white refined sugar. They're just so detrimental to the adrenal glands. I mean, it's terrible, absolutely terrible. So those would be two quick suggestions for him. Have him go and like my Facebook page and go to my website and keep posted, because that's an excellent idea. You know, I mean, maybe in February I'll put together a whole show just on adrenal glands. We can talk about it. I can share a little bit more of my story, foods that would really, really help with your adrenal glands. I would love to do that. That's a great idea. Like I said, I love to have feedback from my listeners because they inspire me to create. Now I'm all inspired to do, you know, next month's radio show all about adrenal glands. Yeah, I'm going to do that. So next month, February, Thursday, the 5th, February 5th, let's plan on that. I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show because we've got a few minutes left. Again, I want to direct people to my website, which is macroval.com. My cookbook, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking, is for sale on that website, along with some cooking DVDs if you are not in the Michigan area and cannot attend a cooking class. I also have one-on-one lifestyle counseling. That there's information on my website about that. We can do it in person and or over the phone. My upcoming three-week cooking class series is Wednesday, January 14th, 21st, and 28th. $40 for each class, and that $40 includes a meal. I also will be at the Better Health Store in Novi this Saturday, January 10th, teaching a free one-hour cooking class from noon until 1 p.m., featuring whole grains. All right. Again, make sure that you get a copy of this crumpet recipe. It's on my website. It's also on Body Mind Spirit Guide. com. Pick up one of the free Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazines. They're a fantastic resource. And I want to thank everybody for listening, and I will leave you with a quote from Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. Use the great command that calls forth greater power. I am. Thank you so much for listening. I am sending you all gratitude and abundance.